Harriet Jacobs, Book Review. In 1861, Harriet Jacobs published Incidents in the Life of a Slave Girl. Jacobs had already distinguished herself as a writer by publishing a newspaper article about her experiences. Still, she had no way of knowing that her autobiography would become one of America's prime books about slavery. In clear, simple prose, Harriet wrote about slavery and sought to accentuate the experiences of female slaves. Harriet was a child when her mother died, and she was sent to live with her mother's owner. Although the woman was kind and taught Harriet to read, Harriet's life was soon filled with cruelty. Upon the woman's death a few years later, Harriet became the property of the woman's niece. But because the niece was only 3 years old, her father, Dr. Forcombe, stepped in to oversee Harriet. That's when Harriet's troubles began. Now a teenager, Harriet found the father unwilling to leave her alone. Harriet ignored him, resulting in Dr. Forcombe becoming so disenchanted and so angry that he made a pledge to send her to do field work. When Harriet found out, she wanted to run but didn't want to abandon the young children she had born prior to this event. Instead, Harriet hid in the attic of the home where her children lived. For 7 painful years, Harriet lived in a minuscule space with little air and no heat. She watched her children through a hole in a flimsy board while they had no idea she was there. It was the children who provided her with the incentive to go on. Finally, Harriet had an opportunity to travel secretly to the North where she could live a life of greater freedom and send for her children. But in 1850, Dr. Forcombe's adult daughter came north searching for Harriet. At the same time, the fugitive slave law gave the sovereign government responsibility for finding runaway slaves. Harriet was afraid, but luckily her current employer stepped forward to buy Harriet's freedom. It would take a brutal war and 15 years before the country's slave owners would recant their views on slavery. Harriet Jacobs' story is one that no reader will ever forget.